This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. While wheat can be planted in September, it is not suggested except under certain conditions, like when paired with cattle grazing. Early planting will tend to have more Hessian flies, and in this area, have more aphids that can carry the barley yellow dwarf virus. Also, planting early will tend to have more root rot problems because the soil fungus is more active in warmer soil temperatures. Speaking of soil fungus, this brings us to the discussion of using seed treatments for planted wheat. If buying new wheat from a foundation or company, there's a good chance it will already be treated. However, many farmers will plant their own held-back, bin-run wheat. Treatments can be added to bin-run wheat on the farm. Three types of coating can be applied, including a fungicide, insecticide, and plant growth regulators. Fungicide seed treatments is especially important to control the smut funguses. Even low levels of smut in the previous harvest can affect large parts of the next crop. This year, we have an increased concern from planting bin-run wheat due to the problems we had with the Fusarium this harvest. Fusarium head blight doesn't carry with the seed, but it can reduce germination rate, even with a seed without a noticeable Fusarium discoloration. Insecticide treatments can help protect the seed in the soil, but it also reduces the risk of aphids, therefore the barley yellow dwarf. If you have any questions about seed treatments, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.